Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Today is Saturday, November 16th. It's Saturday night on the Lightship, so we have a wonderful show for you tonight. Just a reminder that tomorrow, November 17th, and the following Sunday, November 24th, are the remaining 2 8-hour calls where you get to experience healing right on Creation Lightship through Ron. And if you'd like to experience that, you can still go on Ron's website and sign up for those. It's creationlightship.com. And everyone listening should now bring up a picture of the Creation Lightship being, which again can be found on creationlightship.com or the BBS page of Ron's show. And then when Ron comes on the air, he'll activate that picture for us so it has peace energy throughout the show. And I'm looking forward to this evening. We have a lot of great information and some healings planned for you. So now I'll welcome Ron to come on the air.
Okay, we're here, everybody. So another wonderful day and night. And it's the 18th of November, 2013. So time is moving on. And let's energize the light beam. You know, the light beam, when we energize it for the newcomers here, we're in the now on the source timeline during this program. So you might feel like you're a little more self-contained. You might feel like you have more energy. Or you might just feel completely calm, because what we do is bring in peace energy for everybody. So the light beam will bring you peace. And remember, that's all that it can do. You can't pray to it or connect to it or anything else. It's just there to give you peace. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll bring in some more energy for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, and 10. And what we'll do is release here for people that may have maybe been quartered today, since it's coming into, the end of the year, might be doing some holiday shopping. We also have Thanksgiving Day coming up here. And then, about Black Friday, I don't know why they call it black, but, I'm assuming it's probably because, us in the stores go into black. But anyway, you may be getting prepared for that, and maybe you're getting anxiety. So let's release some energetic cordings for people. And those cords can be attached to you just by being in proximity with somebody. And they normally get attached consciously when somebody gets upset with you, or they get angry, you cut them up on the freeway, step on somebody's toe, maybe cause some harm. Maybe you're going in and out of a location, and there's a door there, and you open the door and you bang them in the head or something. They think it's your fault. And it could be, or maybe, it's one of those things, stuff happens, and they start to get upset with you. And you don't know what they're saying. They may smile at you, but they may be having daggers come out of their eyes, and that's going to affect you. And so, or they start complaining about you to somebody over and over and over again. Each time they complain, they're bringing you right into their realm. Doesn't matter, if they're miles away or in a different state. Once they start talking about you, then you're energetically hooked up and connected to them, and they're in that room. And now as you start thinking bad thoughts, or they start thinking bad thoughts about you, then you have an energetic cord being connected. And it's hard to say what can go on with that, but normally it's not good. So let's release that cord. So if you had a situation today from somebody, let's release it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. You might feel your body lightening up, because the cord will take away your life force energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann. We'll see what we can pull out of the hat tonight.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And I know I did briefly mention that tonight is Saturday night on the Lightship. So when we do go, which we'll do, I guess, about the half hour, right, Ron? We'll go.
Yeah, that sounds about good, about half after, yeah.
And everyone can choose one physical issue they'd like the light beings to help you with tonight. And, of course, tomorrow is a healing day for everyone, if you can get on the Creation Light Ship call. But I wanted to just mention, Ron, that someone has a question. Is there a clearing? She's asking for a specific physical issue. I think it's with her ear. And I'm 99% sure there isn't something for different physical ailments, but we do have some clearings. And I want to first recommend tomorrow that if you can possibly get on the 8-hour call, that would help your physical issue. But also last night we started talking about the body jumpstart, and I wanted to bring that up again because that would help this person and her issue. And I now have the description in front of me, so we can talk about that a little bit. The first thing that it offers, it has five different clearings, is the magnetic and twisted body alignment. I know you've spoken about this before, Ron, but can you just explain to us what that is, the magnetic and twisted body alignment?
Yeah, what it does, it realigns your energetic bodies, the 108 bodies that make up you. And just think of puzzle pieces, and they should all be in alignment, hooked together properly to make your wonderful puzzle of you. Well, when these energetic bodies are out of alignment, you kind of go askew. And once they're out of alignment, then your spirit has a very difficult time energizing that particular body, and it may not have any healing. So if you have one body out of whack, and you're not having any healing results, regardless of who you go to. You know, we'll just say that you went to practitioners for the last 30 years and you still have a problem, and now you just came on board with us wondering if we could help you. You do have to do some of the clearings to get rid of the densities first. But what will happen is, as these bodies are cleared out of judgments, then the magnetic twisted body will automatically put them back into alignment to help have your spirit connect with you. So I guess the difference between what I do versus other practitioners is I don't go outside of myself to heal you. We bring in source energy, which is from your spirit, and we empower your spirit energy in you, keeping everything inside of yourself, and we release the blockages so that the spirit energy that you have is enhanced. Because the blockages are being taken away, and if your spirit's still on the outside of your body a little bit, then it can come back in and gain more character. So this is what we do, is we bring more spirit to you, and your spirit energy is peace energy. So that's what it is. So we actually have clearings. You could have a situation going on for a long time, and you're not going to really be jumping up and down and giggling that much. You might at first because maybe something got released. But normally you're just going to look at it and go, wow, I have this condition, and it's a little distant to me. And maybe after a few days, you may not even be able to bring it up because peace is there. So the peace energy restores you back to source energy. That's what we're doing. So that's the whole process of what makes the Creation Lightship healing is different than other modalities. The other modalities typically go outside of yourself and bring in mind energy to heal you. That's why there's so many books on healing. They have different types of modalities. It's not, I'm not saying that they're not going to work, but they won't be as effective as bringing your own spirit in doing the healing for you. Plus, your spirit can't contaminate you where the other ones could and hook you up into things that you know nothing about. And that's the situation there. But anyway, the magnetic twisted body clearing aligns all of your bodies and puts them back into perfect alignment so your spirit can be with you in those bodies and can help you have a healing. So if the bodies are out of alignment and you have done a few healings and you haven't did this clearing yet, then that's what I would recommend doing, because it'll be like having a brand new clearing, just like you just did it. Instantly, even if you had a clearing, you know, 10 years ago. Because the energy is already in alignment, just that you got to get the body corrected to have your spirit activate come into those locations. So just kind of think of your spirit as like in a kind of like in a bank where they have safe deposit boxes, we'll say. Your spirit should be in all of those. Well, if the box is turned sideways, you don't know how to get into it. Or if it's backwards. So you have to get all those alignments with the bodies in proper orientation. And then all of a sudden, it's like a brand new clearing, and voila, you feel better. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Would it be possible for you to do a quick sample of perhaps putting one of our bodies back into alignment on the show tonight?
Yeah, I'll just take a body. And I won't be able to reference the body with the same number, but right now we'll just pick on number 79. So if you have number 79 body out of alignment, we'll just try to move that back into proper orientation. So everybody just sit back, relax, and take note of how your body's feeling. Now, this actually works with the bodies that make, or one body that makes you up that we'd be doing now. So you might actually feel like an internal earthquake sometimes. People actually feel shifts in their body, which is what's happening. This body is now coming back into alignment. So I'm going to count to 10 to reposition it here. So it's pointing forward, facing forward. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just see how you're feeling there. So back to you, Ann.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron. And I want to continue with that. But first, someone asked me on an email where they're having – BBS has changed their web page. They're upgrading their site. So I think people have some questions. The best thing to do for tonight is to bring the light being up through Ron's site. Again, it's creationlightship.com. And I believe the Fast Chat can be found under Listener Options. They told me last night there's a link somewhere on the BBS page, on Ron's page. It says Listener Options, and under that you should be able to get to the Fast Chat. And you can also get to it, because that's how I did, by, again, going to creationlightship.com, clicking on BBS, and opening the page that way. And the link to the chat is right there. So sorry for that interruption, Ron, but I just wanted to make sure everybody knows they can reach us. So I want to keep going with the body jumpstart clearing, because we're talking about the body. The next is infection body clearing. So, of course, everyone knows what an infection is, but that's something that can kind of sneak up on people, right, Ron? You might even have an infection going. I know that happened to me once in my mouth. I had no idea. I wasn't even having pain, but I had an infection. So it's probably something very beneficial for everybody, right, to do the infection clearing?
Yeah, that's true. And you could have an energetic infection on a different timeline and or from a genetic past life. So you could have a situation that's happening. Maybe it's not fully activated in you. Maybe it happens, I'll just pick a number here. Maybe you're at the age of 40, and this infection starts off at the age of 50, but somehow it needed 10 years to mature, and maybe that happened to you, say, 1,000 years ago. So now you're hitting 40, infection is coming on, or maybe you're 45, you already had it for 5 years, and it's kind of like a low-grade infection. Doesn't really make any sense to you, but, you know, you're losing a little bit of energy. And each as the years go forward, you're going to be feeling weaker and weaker. So that's what happens in your genetics. And then you have timelines where you can be replicated, you know, on, say, 500 timelines and having an infection there, too. And if you have one that you know about, it could be, you know, continuously activated in you, and you wonder why you can't get well, because that timeline is being controlled and you have that infection there as you're being duplicated, copy and pasted. So I'm going to work with an infection now, and I'm going to work with the same body. In fact, I didn't do the other part, the twisted portion, so we're going to untwist that body. So it's facing in the right direction, we'll say, with your head, but the body could be twisted. So here we go. Going to change that for you so the body is straight and curled, we'll say, or whatever. Here we go. So 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And now we're going to look at that body, because if you have an infection, that body could also have a situation happening to it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we just put some peace in there, and hopefully it's corrected. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Yes, I'm really, I know you have gone over this and talked about it a lot on the air, but I'm still enjoying hearing it again, so I hope everyone else is. And by the way, it does still say on the website, Ron, that it was a limited offering, but that you can just ignore that, correct? Initially,
yeah.
When you brought it out, it was going to end, but so the verbiage hasn't changed on the website, but you can just ignore that.
Yes,
Just check the fast chat if we have any comments about how people are feeling. Oh, it sounds like we might have a caller. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Ann. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I just had
Good.
A comment tonight that one of the values of staying in the heart to bring peace to the body system is that in the mind you have the amygdala, and the amygdala will release these hormones that are very very stressful if you stay in your mind. And it's the cortisol and the adrenal hormones that are very dangerous and under stressful situations, and the body could shut down itself. But if you stay in your heart, the peaceful area, you bring in these oxytocins that are very peaceful, the endorphins that are extremely peaceful energies, and then you can rest your body, and it's very peaceful then. So that's all that I had, basically.
Thank you, Larry. That's very helpful. Those are things I've sort of heard before, but I forget about those things. And Ron was talking, too, last night about how just increasing your life force energy can help you maybe even, you know, not eat as much and certainly to pay more attention to your body. And
well, I guess another thing too would be if people believe in an external spirit that's telling them they have to do what they say and directing their footsteps where they can't control themselves, then they're under fear and stress that they have to obey this external spirit. And this causes more and more stress, more and more of these energies to be turbulent, and their body can never rest. But when they give up that external spirit, they go to their heart, they're peaceful with their own spirit working externally. Then they can direct their own footsteps, and they find peace in their life.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
That's all
yeah,
I had.
That's,
okay.
That's, no, thank you, Larry. That's very interesting. I really appreciate you sharing.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye now.
Okay, so what's next?
Okay, the next thing on the body jumpstart clearing is blood and circulatory. I'll just read a little bit of this. This clearing works on your lymphatic, blood, bone, nervous, and muscular systems. It removes alien implants and then infuses each system with golden heart light and golden blood light infusions and ends with a spirit infusion for each system. Fascinating. So that sounds wonderful. By the way, all of these, if I wasn't clear, these are all on the same healing. It lasts for $200 and lasts for 3 months. So if you want to, do you want to add anything about the blood and circulatory clearing, Ron?
I'll do a quick sample here. This will last throughout the show for you. This we do on the conference calls, you know, on the weekend here. So I'll do some amber blood infusion. And here we go. It like puts peace through your blood system. It's quite interesting. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So you should feel kind of like when I first brought out the clarion, I believe this is the one, may have been the circulatory one, but it felt like you had like square rocks in your bloodstream moving along, you know. And after that, it was like it had like really nice little ball bearings or something, you know, highly lubricated, and it makes your body just hum. Hopefully, you're feeling that right now. And we'll see who else maybe comments on that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that I'm feeling really good from the samples that you've done tonight, Ron, so thank you. And I will keep checking on the fast chat for comments. And I'm just going into the email very quickly. Okay. I want to keep going with the body jumpstart. And there's one more section, the body system rejuvenation. And again, back to the person, the listener that sent the email about a health issue. This is an in-depth clearing covering 14 body systems. Well, they don't list them all here. I'm just on the opening page, digestive, endocrine, immune, skeletal, and nervous systems, etc. But then there's an option to add a body condition, if you like, in the custom request box. Almost every healing Ron does, I believe, you give us that option of maybe you have something you don't really know what it is. You can click unknown, or you can add in a specific problem you're having. So I don't know if you can do any samples of that, Ron. Maybe I could pick a system.
Yeah, let's do something with skeleton. And so we'll work with maybe one of your discs. So if you happen to know of a problem area, maybe your back goes out a lot in one particular location, or you know that you have a disc problem, maybe your neck is not too good, maybe you have some situation, a car accident, et cetera. So here we go. But you need to specify where it is, and so we can do some work with you. And the light always sees you as pure perfect. And you need to squawk, you know, or indicate what you want to have work with. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels good to me. Okay, Ann.
Okay. Let me see what we have here on the fast chat. Okay, well, if anyone has any comments about how they're feeling, if they're feeling good from this, that would be good. And we have
The CLS question, you can go to CLS question to Yahoo. Sometimes people like doing that better than going to the fast chat because...
Right, and I do have that open, so you're welcome to send an email. Excuse me. I can read those as well. We have a couple of questions about timelines, Ron. Do you want to talk a little bit about timelines before we go to the light ship?
Yeah, let's do that, sure.
Okay.
We'll cover timelines.
Okay, one is on the fast chat. There's one in fast chat and one in email. And the one in fast chat is, when we're on this show, are we off all other timelines?
I can't guarantee you're off all of them, but you are in the now, okay? You still could be on them, but they're not affecting you. So you're not being typically brought back from the timelines, but you are here. The parts that are here is in the now. So that's kind of how I would answer that. So I can't guarantee that you're going to be off of, you know, 10,000 timelines because you're listening to the program. What I can say is that you're in the now, in source energy, right now on this timeline of source energy when you're listening. How much of you is here listening, I have no way to know. But you are, you know, the small part of you will say is, you know, connected now to source energy, and you are out of time at 0 point. On the alien-created timeline. That's where you are. So you're actually where time is basically stopped. But you're not on the same timeline that I am on, is on the source timeline, but this is the closest thing that you can get to it. Because I live out of time. And I have to come into time where you're in time, and now you're going to 0 point on the alien-created timeline. So that's the basic difference. And your source energy is with your spirit. And that's the way that sort of works, okay? So I guess next question, Ann.
Okay. This is also about timelines. Can we timeline crash our DNA?
Yeah, but you'd have to know what to crash, you know. So I would say yes. If you have a situation, you could probably, if that's what you're doing with past life, you're going back into your DNA to figure out what's going on, or you're suspecting that your past life is connected into your DNA. So when you do a timeline crash, you're going into the DNA and clearing out that particular past life out of the DNA, that information. So I guess that's the easiest way for me to put that. So to just kind of, picture having a file folder like you have on your computer, or maybe better off, it's a program, And in that side of that program are all these events relating to a particular issue. So let's just say that you're dealing with the issue of loneliness. Well, you could have thousands of experiences from your ancestors dealing with loneliness, and you only know about one of those. So if that's the case, then you can get off of that one particular, timeline of loneliness on that one page, and you may have, 10,000 pages in the book, but at least you're off the one, and you can feel better. So that's the way it works, and then you can move to the next one. So as far as, you can use the word DNA sort of interchangeably with an experience. So when you do a timeline crash, you're getting rid of an emotional experience that's haunting you on many, many timelines, because the darkness, the aliens create the timeline. They create a time for you to live in, and by doing so, they're stealing your energy. So it's much like energetic cordings. So they're actually cording you on many timelines that you're living on, even though you may not even know what's happening. And they're taking away your energy. So they take away your happiness, which is one way you emit, emotional energy out of your body. When you're excited, happy, or when you're sad, it's the same thing. It's still an energy. So you can't necessarily say that, why would they take a happiness energy? Well, it's an energy. It depends how you look at it, Energy is energy. So it doesn't matter what polarity it is, it's just an energy, and they're living off of it. But we tend to have more situations here on the negative side than we do on the positive. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That's very interesting. I don't know that I really even understand DNA and what it is, and I know you've talked about that before. But I guess you just break it down into things that are going on with you that are physical, and that's all we need to know.
Yeah.
So there's one more. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just keep it very simple, and that's releasing is stored information off of your in a hard drive. We'll say you just want to delete that particular file, which is what you're doing in a sense, and by doing so, then you may feel better because it's not going to run. Because there'll be peace put in its place. And it sounds to be like your trash can, but each time you go to the trash can, it's still there. So what would be taking the place of the trash can would be peace. So it gets taken away and gets turned into peace, or it just gets terminated because of darkness, and peace fills the void where you had a situation. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. Someone asked on the fast chat, what's the fifth part of the body jumpstart? So thank you for listening. And sure enough, I did skip over one, and it would be a good one, I think, to talk about. It's that we're at our half hour, but maybe we could talk about this just before we go to the light ship, Ron. And it's the mind of the body. And I know that's very important to stay connected to the mind of your body. So can you explain what that is a little?
Sure, the mind of the body is your internal healer. And so that's the part of you that controls the body. So the body has its own, in a sense, healing spirit, which we'll just call the mind of the body, to make it very simple here. And when the mind of the body gets turned off, like when you have a death barcode attached to you, and all of a sudden the barcode is going to be activated, say, in a year from now, and you have some type of illness, or you just start to have the illness, and then it could become terminal. At that point, the mind of the body turns off because it knows that the program of mind that you are running in the mind matrix energies is going to kill you. So there's a barcode there, and it's taking away your life force energy, along with turning off your mind of the body, your internal healer. So in a sense, your internal healer says, well, this is it. This is the time for this person to die, and there's no reason for me to come in here and to keep battling the darkness to make the body get jump-started to live, so I'll just give up to stop. So the mind of the body clearing that reactivates that and puts you back online again, or it online to help heal you. So that's what's so good about having the barcodes taken off of you. And if you have felt like something isn't right with you, or maybe you get premonitions of maybe dying or something, or you see a lot of people going to funerals, a good chance that you have a barcode and your body's trying to wake you up to tell you, hey, something's going on here. Well, you can do, you know, the alien death barcode clearing to get those barcodes off of you. Well, that's another way to look at it, and that will jumpstart your mind and your body. So I guess we'll go to the light ship. So this only works live on this program. If you're listening to an archive, then naturally you're going to feel peace energy. And you can listen to what we're doing, but you will not be having that experience.
May I ask a quick question, Ron, for someone before we go to the light ship? If you have, you always say we can bring our plants and animals to the light ship, and if I know some people have little children. If they're not listening and hearing your voice, are they still coming to the light ship with us?
Yes, as long as you request. Yes,
Okay, thank you.
So you can bring your family unit if you like, but you cannot bring like your neighbor or anybody else because you have to be listening live, and they have to know about the light ship. And recognize that, you know, this is here to help them. So if they know about it, then you can do that. But other than that, you know, you must be live listening to it. So we have people who ask me, they say, gee, Ron, I'd like to go to the light ship tonight, but, you know, I have to go on and go to my bowling tournament. And, you know, it's a special night for me. Can you take me up anyway? And I go, sure, no problem whatsoever, because you know what it is. But if you don't know at all about the light ship, then this will not be effective for you. And naturally, young children may not know, but they may know more than you. So if they live with you and they're your children, then by all means. And it's really nice to watch your like dogs or cats during this process, because they just really behave quite nicely and normally come over to around you, around the speakers, to be able to you know, hear what's happening. I remember doing one, and a lady said, yeah, whenever you go to the light ship, I have my computer in my bedroom. My dog hops on the bed and rolls over on its back and has his feet up in the air. And so that was kind of cute. So.
Well, that happens here too, Ron, with my cat. She gets so happy. It's not even just when we go to the light ship, just as soon as the shows start. She cuddles up to me.
Yep. So here we go. So we're going to be going up. So, like you said before, you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and, you know, your pets and animals. Naturally, that's they go into their own healing room. So there's your plants and things. So it's a whole different location on the light ship, and the light beings are there to facilitate those special healings. So here we go, everybody. We'll go up right now. I'll count to five. You're going to be completely out of time. This is where I live, out of time completely. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're there now. And we have different rooms in the lightship. They create rooms instantly for us to go into. So the first room that I'm seeing is a room with the dolphin energies. So when we have individual life forms like this, dolphins or horses, normally there's always three of them. So there's three dolphins coming your way. And if you're sort of intuitive, you could put your hands out in front of you, palms facing outward, and slowly move your hand or your arm out, and you're going to find that about a foot from your body, you're going to feel like it's invisible ball pressure or tension there, and you're actually touching the dolphin on the light ship. And you can actually move your hand back and forth slowly and actually feel the skin texture. So you're actually, say, stroking, petting the dolphin. And you're doing this physically because you're bilocated out of time. So you're on the light ship and you're here. And this is the way it works. So here we go. Request your healing. And if you have any room requests that you can give me, Ann?
Sure. We do have a couple, Ron. First one is the light infusion chamber room.
Okay, here we go. So we'll go into this here for a few minutes. So here we go. And request your particular healing. And this is also on the website if you wanted to have this clearing. It's a very nice way to have clearings. So here we go. Room is spinning now, and it's sort of like the centrifuge room, but it's not. But here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go. So you may feel your body changing somewhat. And again, you must request a healing because the light sees you in perfection, does not judge you, which means that you have to judge yourself and request a situation that you're dealing with or a problem that's physical for you, and they can help you out with that. And your healings take place according to your faith, much like Jesus said, as people went to the light ship when he was here. And your faith is your genetic predisposition. What does your faith have in there? What is your faith preventing from having happen? You know, what do you think of healing? Remember, that's mind energy. So mind energy interferes with source energy, because it creates blockages. So more of the energy from the light infusion chamber. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's go into another room. We'll go into the room that has, I'm seeing dragonflies. So it's one of the dragonfly room. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll go into another room that I'm seeing here, which is the butterflies. And these are very large ones. Some have like about a 20-foot wingspan, so you can actually sit on them and ride around and have some fun. They're very, very beautiful. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'll have Anne request another room here.
The spirit room where we were created.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to go into this room. This is where your spirit is in wholeness. Remember, you're only half here because your twin flame energy is your other half. And normally your other half is out in the universe, someplace of light. Hopefully it's not here, where it could be in darkness like you are. Then you're both kind of trapped, unfortunately. Hopefully it's in light. And on the light ship, you're there now, and you're going to be sensing your other half plus you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And you may just feel yourself a little different, because on the light ship, when you go into the healing rooms, your totality of you is recreated. Doesn't matter if you're only, you know, 1/10 of 1% here with your spirit energy. And the light ship is all 100% because they bring up your blueprint and they use your complete spirit blueprint to energize your physical body blueprint to do healings. This is the way it works. But each time you come back here again, then the emotional body energies that you haven't cleared out, your traumas and dramas, all these energetic bodies that surround you to prevent your body from being killed by the mind energy of psychic attacks, etc., and cordings, these energies are buffers to help your body out so you don't die instantly down here. But those bodies, if they're not cleaned out, all those imperfections will be transferred directly into your physical body. So each time you go to the light ship, those are cleaned off, and your healing is perfect on the light ship. But when you come back here, you still have a condition. That's only because your energetic bodies are still contaminated because you haven't worked on them to get the judgments released out of them. So your spirit energy is with you now, and normally for most people it feels very, very calming. And some people could feel great joy, and then you could also feel the sadness because you don't have that other part with you. But let's bring in some more of the energy for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, what other room we'll go in before we come back, Ann?
How about, we did too small, how about elephants?
Okay. Everybody watch your toes. Here we go. So the elephant room, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, more energy for the elephants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we'll go into one more room. I'll go into the room where the volcano energy is. So here we go. Stronger. Request your healing. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay, everybody. So there you go. And we'll come back from the light ship now. And you're going to notice that the energy around you will change. You're still going to be out of time because you're on this program right now. And you're at 0 point on the alien timeline in the now, but it's a different timeline because the source energy is completely different. There's actually nothing interfering or connected to time. So here we go. We're coming back. So you may feel a little heavier, a little denser. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We're back here now.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. As always, that was wonderful, and I feel very relaxed and very centered in my body. So I'm sure everyone else enjoyed that as well, and we always love to hear. We did, Ron, by the way, have several comments from the samples you did before we went to the light ship that people really did respond to that and feel good from those as well. So they're past now, so I can't read the exact words, but we thank you for your feedback. And so if anyone saw anything interesting or noticed colors and that kind of thing on the light ship, we always love to hear about that. And that felt just really wonderful and powerful, Ron. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and so what I will say, I've had people comment off and on, not too often, but I do have listeners who've been listening for like maybe 3 to 5 years, and they have not done their whole lifetime emotional healing yet. They're just listening to the program. Get little samples to give them a little Band-Aid to feel better, which does work that way, but you must do that emotional clearing. That's where everything starts off at, to get rid of these major densities on you. So if you are just thinking that the programs that we have here is going to maybe help you out a whole bunch, it will help a little bit. But until you get that emotional clearing, it's very difficult for you to even expect anything to happen on clearings, even though they do work, because your whole life is based on your emotions. So, or you could be a mental person. That's why we have both mental clearing and the emotional clearing. So if you're in your head a lot, thinking a lot, you need to get rid of those energy to get the balance that you can feel better. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Someone mentioned that they had back pain, and their back now feels better. And someone else said, amazing trip. And here's something I have a question about. Someone says, DNA from beginning of incarnation, stored blueprint. Now, when we were created, did we have DNA, Ron?
No, you did not have any DNA.
Right, so there is no blueprint of our DNA on Creation Lightship, right?
No, the body had a blueprint.
Okay.
And the blueprint would be replicated if that was needed by your spirit to have the same life form over and over again. But once people turned to darkness and chose to think and to chose to judge the light, then that duality energy took over and started making the DNA, basically. And then very possibly the other alien races that brought people here could have implanted people with a bunch of DNA too, a bunch of memory in the body, cellular memory, so that you can never get out of it. But basically, in light, there's no such thing. The blueprint is pure, never contaminated, so there's no drama and trauma in light. And from there, the blueprint is just dematerialized by the spirit, and then it chooses another blueprint to energize. So all life forms are perfect. But here the DNA gets transferred from one generation to the next. And, if you haven't cleaned yourself out with your emotional clearing for this lifetime, we'll just say that you're 25 years of age and you're choosing to have a baby, okay? So by all means, you want to clean out your husband's or the male's DNA and the female's DNA, by doing the emotional clearing and probably even the mental ones, and then have conception because at that point, you're not passing on your judgments to your child. Otherwise, they will have your stuff attached to them. And that's the sad part. Nobody normally does that. So, otherwise, they're having a heavier load than what you had because now that DNA is going to be activated along with all the past DNA, and they'll probably have a harder life than what you've had. So that's you, Ann.
If you've already had the children, Ron, is it good or helpful for that to do the seven-generation clearing for them?
Yeah, that would be a good way to do that, yes. Uh-huh.
I know Right, I did that for my son. And then I figured, well, it's benefiting me as well.
Yes, it will.
His next generation.
Yeah, because sometimes when you start working with family members, that DNA that gets maybe taken away, put back into peace energy, sometimes it can affect other people in the family. So it's quite interesting. I'm sure people are listening who have done their own emotional clearing and they realize that, man, my husband is feeling a little bit better, but I didn't do a clearing on him, and my children, are responding to me differently, and they look a little bit lighter. Just because that's the way it works. Ideally, it really shouldn't work that way, but it somehow filters down a little bit and helps other people too. So that's the neat thing about some of the clearings, but, everybody does need to do the clearing themselves to have full benefit.
Well, and also when you've done the emotional and mental or whatever, at least the emotional, you're not going to have any or as many charges. You're going to be a calmer person, and you're not going to be reacting all the time to other people the way you might have in the past.
Yep, that is correct.
So someone commented that they had great big paws on me in the spirit room. So that's interesting.
Yeah, that's great.
Amazing trip. Someone's saying, does the blueprint have cellular energy?
I would say no. The initial blueprint will not have cellular memory. No.
Okay.
Because memory is dealing with the past. See, so that means that you're using the past to create your current reality. In true light, it doesn't exist that way. I'm sorry, my voice is kind of going out a little bit. What happened last night during the program, maybe the last, about this time, in fact, yesterday, you know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes before the show was over, I was dealing with somebody on the call who probably had stomach cancer. So I actually had to, when I was talking, go and upchuck. And I did that 3 times during and after the show. So I'm feeling that like a sore throat now. So whoever's listening, if you know that you have stomach cancer, that's you're having a healing right now, and all the energy goes through my body. So I am having a slight reaction to it. For me, it's just part of the job, so I'm not trying to guilt anybody or anything else. It's just what happens. But so I'm feeling a little raw in the throat right now, only because the person has listened for 2 days straight here. So anyway, that's just the way it goes. I just thought I'd clue you people in on what's happening because my voice sounds a little hoarse and doesn't sound quite right. Well, I thought I started coughing a lot and lost my voice. I thought I was being under attack. And after looking at it, it was actually just somebody's energies of the poisons and the cancer coming out. And I was actually responding to that. So back to you, Ann.
Do you think it's a person who knows they have that illness, Ron, or someone that doesn't?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, if someone knows they have that, I hope they're feeling a little bit better. Okay. Okay, we have a question. How do you remove, excuse me, now my throat's going, how do you remove mind blockages? So I'm not sure what they mean by that. Maybe you want to learn something and you feel you can't learn it or something. So
well, we have
the mental clearing?
Yeah, we have the mind matrix bundle. That might be a good one to get. That has a lot of mind energy stuff in there. You know, the first thing is to do the mental clearing. So if you haven't did the whole lifetime mental and the whole lifetime emotional, that's where you begin. And like I said, you know, the other clearings will work if you wanted to do something, but that's where you start off at. That's what we recommend, and that's where you want to begin to start your healing process.
That makes sense. And Ron, since we're both having trouble speaking, it turns out it's pretty much time for us to say goodbye anyway. So this was a wonderful show. Thank you for all the wonderful healings, Ron, and the visit to the light ship. And remember, everyone, you can go on the visit to the Creation Light Ship for 8 hours tomorrow. The details are on creationlightship.com. All the healings Ron talked about tonight are there. And there are many free healings you can try. And our next BBS radio show is on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And I think that's all the announcements we have for now. But just, again, thank you all for listening, and thank you, Ron.
Okay, so we'll bring in some peace energy, and we'll do the mind of heart drop. So everybody kind of sit back and relax here. And we should do a water charging quickly. So everybody get a glass of water. I'll just wait for about 30 seconds here. We'll do the peaceful, resting, sleep bowl, drinking water. Get a glass of water, everybody.
And I just want to tell everyone that you'll really enjoy this water. And oh, and if, like someone earlier said, good morning, so that you can just request that your water be life force energy instead of sleepy time. And you can always do this if you are having trouble sleeping or worry that you're going to, for some reason, excuse me, you can always charge a glass of water for yourself for only $1 on the website, and it really works. So if you do have to go somewhere or do something, don't have sleepy time water.
Right. So here we go, everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And there's your waters charged up. We'll do the mind to heart drop. So I'll just command your spirit. We count from 10 to 1 going down like an elevator. Take your thoughts and bring them into your heart so you can be peaceful. So dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you for coming on, and we have our 8-hour call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time, and that's 1 o'clock Eastern. So hopefully we'll see you there. Blessings. Good night, everybody.
Bye.